The international multi-genre music festival Colours of Ostrava gets underway on Wednesday on the outskirts of the industrial Silesian city. The annual event has expanded exponentially since it launched in 2002 and now boasts 21 stages and a wide range of discussions under the Melting Pot banner, plus film screenings and workshops. Brian Kennedy asked festival spokesman Jiří Sedlák about how it has changed and what visitors can look forward to.
Colors of Ostrava has been going for 17 years now, and in 2012 moved to Dolní Vítkovice, which is a huge protected mine and ironworks. What is the atmosphere like, kind of otherworldly or post-apocalyptic, it seems?
It's a really fabulous and unique industrial area, which is now being turned into cultural, science and free time, leisure center, and all the international audience who comes to Colors of Ostrava or Ostrava in general is amazed. It looks like something like Mad Max movie set. So it's really amazing area.
More speakers in the Melting Pot sidebar.
So it's quite, it would be a wrong answer, of course, but the festival started as a rather world music festival with bands from Africa, Asia, and so on. But since the second, third year, it started to, you know, to have acts from pop, rock, jazz, and also from electronic music. And since the beginning, we had one or two discussion stages, but really 5 years ago, the Melting Pot forum started, and now it has 9 discussion stages with personalities, not only from culture, but from health, education, and so on.
I wonder if you could highlight a few of the biggest acts or speakers or people are excited about creating a buzz.
Okay.
I know there's so many, it's hard to choose.
Of course, we have premier performances in the Czech Republic, like Florence and the Machine, or Rosalia, a Spanish singer who combines hip-hop and electronica with flamenco. Of course, the biggest second headliner are The Cure on Saturday, and they will play 2 hours and 15 minutes set. And we have Regan and Bowman, Mogwai, Tom Walk, and so on and so on. We have quite a lot of jazz acts, for instance, Corey Henry and the Funk Apostles, and also some contemporary classics like Kronos Quartet. Also, we have electronica, talking of Nicola Cruz. So it's really a wide range of styles and genres.
Something for everybody.
Yeah, I think we don't have metal or really hard rock or something, but all the other genres are present here at the festival.